Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Police in Chesapeake, Virginia, say an investigation is underway into the deadly shooting at a Walmart store last night. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports 7 people are dead, including the shooter, who was an employee at the store.
Chesapeake is a city of about 250,000 people along the southern Virginia coast. The location, again, was a Walmart supercenter, you know, the larger type of store. It's not clear how many people were there in the store at the time of the shooting. We do know that it was open, as I'm sure many people were shopping for the Thanksgiving holiday.
That's NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting from Chesapeake, Virginia. The suspect in the deadly mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Colorado is expected to make his first court appearance today. In the Colorado Springs community, the 5 victims are being remembered through vigils and memorials. That's the sound of David Maldonado attaching flowers to a shrine. He and Noah Reich are with the aid group Classroom of Compassion. They've set up floral memorials for each of the victims near Club Q in Colorado Springs. Reich tells NPR that the tragedy at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando 6 years ago inspired him and his partner to take action.
Really was a moment for both me and David. It felt like the tectonic plates within us shifted, and we knew that we wanted to find a way to kind of care for other communities.
The A group has set up memorials near the sites of several mass shootings in recent years, including Uvalde, Texas, and Highland Park, Illinois. Stocks on Wall Street opened mixed this morning as the Labor Department reported a jump in new unemployment applications. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 100 points in early trading.
The jump in unemployment claims was larger than forecasters had expected. 240,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week, 17,000 more than the week before. Unemployment claims are still low by historical standards, despite some high-profile layoffs at tech companies, including Twitter. The job market remains relatively tight, with an unemployment rate last month of 3.7%. The Commerce Department says orders for long-lasting manufactured products rose by 1% in October. Orders for new jetliners provided some of that lift. Air travel this holiday week is roughly back to pre-pandemic levels. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was up 85 points, the Nasdaq Composite up 78. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Supreme Court has cleared the way for a congressional committee to receive 6 years' worth of former President Donald Trump's tax returns. The Biden administration argued that federal law is clear that the House Ways and Means Committee has the right to examine any taxpayer's return. Election watchers are raising alarms about Republican officials in 2 Arizona counties delaying the certification of the midterm election results. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, voting rights advocates have been worried that election deniers may try to disrupt the process for making the election results official.
Arizona law requires local officials to certify the midterm results by Monday. And Republicans on the boards of supervisors in Arizona's Cochise and Mojave counties have voted to hold off on certifying the results until then, despite finding no legitimate problems. In Mojave County, Republican officials said delaying was a way to make a political statement. But Alex Gulato of the advocacy group All Voting is Local says it puts more than 130,000 people's votes at risk.
The people have spoken. But now we have some anti-voter politicians that are actively trying to undermine the will of the people.
Any counties refusing to certify by Monday are expected to spark court action. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham appeared before a special grand jury in Georgia on Tuesday. The panel is investigating whether former President Donald Trump and others had tried to interfere with the results of the 2020 election in that state. This is NPR.